lovely. A moving and powerful crescendo, which, in the original version, I must say, is a good deal longer and more powerful than what I've read. One would think that Socrates and Plato would stop there, but they don't. And it is what follows that gives to this dialogue an added fillip of profundity that makes of it, for my money, Plato's best. The putative date of this dialogue is 416, right before the Sicilian edition. And at this point in the dialogue, the party is interrupted. Alcibiades, the handsomest, most cosmic, richest, most talented person in Athens, four-time Olympic victor, dazzling, and, at least by repute, Socrates' lover, and certainly Socrates' devoted friend and student. Alcibiades shows up, as he frequently is, howling, stinking, drunk, and he crashes the party. And he speaks of Socrates in the following terms by means of an analogy. He compares him to a statue of Silenus. Silenus is a companion of Dionysus, a satyr, a goat man, and evidently sort of like bobbing head dolls, figures of Silenus were sold as curios in Athens. They were quasi-obscene. Remember, the satyrs have giant phalluses. And half human and half animal, Socrates' face reportedly looked like the face ordinarily attributed to Silenus, and these little dolls could be opened up, and inside they would have little gold images of the gods. That is what Alcibiades claims in his drunken state that Socrates is like. He speaks. In public, says Alcibiades, I'll tell you, his whole life is one big game, a game of irony. I don't know if any of you have seen him when he's really serious, but I once caught a glimpse of him when he was open, like Silenus statues, and I had a glimpse of the figures he keeps hidden within. They were so godlike, so bright and beautiful, so utterly amazing, that I no longer had the choice. I just had to do what he told me. Socrates looks ridiculous, but when he talks, he himself, so Alcibiades implies, can become that escalator, that stairway to heaven. His talk can take you to the vision of the forms, the vision of the form of the good, the vision of the gods or the god that Plato actually believes in. He can make you enlightened. But here's the catch. Alcibiades says also, he always traps me, you see, and he makes me admit that my political career is a waste of time, while all that matters is just what I most neglect, my personal shortcomings, which cry out for the closest attention. So I refuse to listen to him. I stop my ears and tear myself away for him, for like the sirens, he could make me stay by his side till I die.